KXRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Fire crews are battling a blaze in mountains along Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. It's L.A. County's first major wildfire of the year. Kenichi Haskett is with L.A. County Fire.
It has doubled in size. We had very strong gusts and winds. Some of the gusts, ridge tops, were reaching over 50 miles an hour. So that the wind out of the north pushed the fire south towards Lake Pyramid.
Officials have warned nearby residents to be prepared to leave. Also at SRNnews.com, heat and cold extremes are expected across the country this week. Triple-digit heat in the southwest is moving east, while parts of the Pacific Northwest will be unseasonably cold. More rain is anticipated in southern Florida, even as floodwaters continue to recede there after days of intense rainfall. Gun violence disrupted a day at a splash park in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills over the weekend. Mayor Brian Barnett on WXYZ-TV.
When I got on scene, I started to cry because I know what a splash pad is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where people gather, where families make memories, where people have fun and enjoy a Saturday afternoon, and it wasn't.
Nine people were injured in the shooting, including young children. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is scheduled to sign an executive order that would issue 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. The Washington Post reports the order to be unveiled today will forgive low-level marijuana possession charges for an estimated 100,000 people. Recreational cannabis was legalized in Maryland in 2023. China's Coast Guard says a Chinese vessel and a Philippine supply ship collided near a disputed area. It's an area, territory claimed by several nations. SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines are coming up between now and July 5th in five states where advocates are trying to gather enough voters' signatures to put abortion-related questions on ballots in November's elections. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions are already on the ballot in four states, and officials in two more are checking whether petitions submitted are valid. This is SRN News. It's not what British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wants to hear.
The country's economy failed to grow in April. It's a blow to Mr. Sunak, who has made the return of growth a central pillar of the Conservative Party's election campaign. The UK's Office for National Statistics says wet weather dampened consumer spending and construction during the month. The flat monthly reading came after a 0.6% increase during the first quarter of the year.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In other global economic news, China's central bank today kept a key lending rate unchanged, choosing not to loosen credit as data for May showed signs of persisting weakness in the world's number two economy's manufacturing and real estate sectors. The Chinese government reported that factory output fell 5.5% in May. More details at srnnews.com.